100 extra waste management staff are being recruited by Dublin City Council to make Dublin a cleaner, litter-free city. The council, announcing its strategy today, will also expand the area under a 24-hour cleaning zone and end the use of plastic bags in areas like St Stephen's Green and Temple Bar. To tell us more, we're joined by Derek Kelly, Executive Manager, responsible for the environment at Dublin City Council. Good morning, Derek. And you might tell us, what's changing now in your efforts to clean up Dublin?
Well, good morning, Mary, and thanks for having me on this morning. So what's happening is, this day last year, we presented our plan to the elected members to deliver a cleaner city. The plan consisted of a number of pillars, operational enhancements, enforcement and regulatory change, and litter prevention and awareness campaigns. And over the last 12 months, we've been delivering elements of that. So as you mentioned there, we've recruited over 100 additional waste management operatives. We've invested very heavily in new fleet to support our cleaning capabilities across the city. We've enhanced our 24-hour service area in the city centre from 2 square kilometres to 4 square kilometres. We're kind of pushing kind of changes on the enforcement and regulatory side as well. So on the enforcement, we've recruited additional litter wardens. We'll be assigning two of those to the nighttime economy. We're issuing a new explanatory booklet on bylaw requirements to all the businesses in the city, setting out their obligations in relation to presentation of waste and cleaning outside their premises. Mm-hmm. We're also now collaborating with waste collection companies around removing the ability of people to present waste in plastic bags outside
I want to stay with that one, Derek, please, because there's a derogation at the moment, isn't there, for some of the businesses that, around Temple Bar and Dame Street and so on the plastic bag situation. When will it be outlawed to use plastic bags on the street?
So what we're doing is, it's been a complex process to get to the point we're at the moment. So in the coming weeks, I'm hoping the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will have compactors at two locations within the city centre. That will allow us then to lift the derogation from a pilot area of 90 streets surrounding Grafton Street. And that will then outlaw the presentation in plastic bags. So businesses and people who live in that area of the city will have a number of options with their waste collection provider. One will be a standard wheelie bin solution if you have somewhere to store that. Yeah. If you don't, we'll have the compactors and you'll bring your waste to the compactor and you'll have a customer account, tag the compactor, the barrel will open and you'll present your waste.
Just a question, how will you get to the compactor? You said there'll be two. If you live some distance from it, let's say you're a resident, are you going to have to carry your waste to the compactor? How will that happen?
So there's two options. So one would be you carry your waste. So generally it's primarily a commercial zone. So a lot of the businesses will either just have the one bag. They may be in a small office. They'll just carry their bag down. There's two locations. At each location, there'll be two compactors, one for dry mixed recycling, so your cardboard, plastics, etc., and one for residual waste. There'll be one based at Stephen's Green and one just off Dame Street at Found Street. So you'll bring it down. If you have more than one bag, you make an arrangement with your collection provider and they're providing a door-to-door service for people who would like to avail of that.
They
have people, staff coming to your premises.
And that's a pilot scheme.
Derek, a pilot scheme,
as you say. Okay, lots happening. Derek Kelly, Executive Manager with Dublin City Council. Thank you very much.